Hi, the name's Newbronner, Dion Newbronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.
In this podcast series, I share with you the formula for creating a meaningful life by using my life stories and experiences that have shaped me. Some good, some bad. I talk you through some of the practical ways to find purpose and fulfillment. It is a weekly series, so do subscribe so as not to miss out on anything. My hope is you too can start creating a meaningful life for yourself.
Life, purpose, leadership. We are all intention, intuition, and gratitude, even if you're not conscious of it. Intention is the home in which you can live purposefully, daily. It's the only real way to the truth of this life. It is the only way to know yourself, trust yourself, and be yourself. We are all actors on the stage of life. Some years ago, I was a jobbing actor. I started living intentionally. Up until then, my life was a constant stream of directionless nothingness. When you're an actor, people presume you're not being yourself because you're playing a part. But that was when I started living my real purpose. There's an irony in that I had to be on stage playing a part in order to know myself. It was such a turning point. I act every day, you do too. Acting is the reality of doing, and doing leads to being. For if you do intentionally, i.e. with purpose, you are being. Not being for doing's sake. You've heard the line, a flower doesn't try to grow, it just grows. A bear doesn't try to be a bear, it is just a bear. There is a great, huge body of research that shows that the radical acceptance of all our emotions, even the messy, difficult ones, is the cornerstone to resilience, thriving, and being happy. I call it emotional agility. But in my experience, it is more than just an acceptance of our emotions. What is important is the words we use to describe our emotions, the things we tell ourselves, our intentions. If I keep telling myself I'm brilliant at my Federer backhand and keep at it, I'll eventually feel brilliant at it. Equally and generally more easily, if I tell myself consistently I'm rubbish at writing, I will believe I'm so. I won't want to write. I also know that accuracy matters. In my own research, I found that the words are essential. In coaching, for example, asking incisive questions at the right time with the right words is imperative. NLP call it clean language or clean questions. But we often use quick and easy labels to describe our feelings. I'm stressed is one of the most common ones I hear. But there's a world of difference between stress and disappointment, or stress, and that knowing dread of, I'm about to do a presentation. When we label our emotions accurately, we are more able to discern the precise cause of our feelings, and what scientists call the readiness potential in our brain is activated, allowing us to take concrete steps, but not just any steps, the right steps for us. And when we choose the right label, we add an energy to that emotion, and that energy affects us, the people around us, and the situation. Deepak Chopra suggests our intentions lead to our beliefs. Our beliefs impact our thinking, and our thinking influences our behavior, our action, or how we show up. We are all intention, intuition, and gratitude, even if we are not conscious of it. There is a reason for everything you do. And you show up with a certain way of thinking and feeling, a certain attitude. You use your history, the factual part, as well as the emotional decision-making part, to inform how you are at present and what you will be over the horizon. And therefore, each time you are doing, you are behaving in a certain way. You perform. You fulfill a role. You are acting. I remember when I was standing on stage playing Bill Sykes in Oliver Twist. At the first round of auditions, I remember the day as if it were yesterday. It was the summer, in June in fact, in the west of London. In this room, there was this old Victorian house where paint was peeling off the walls. I walked into this very long room with this huge long windows on the right. The sun was piercing through. The refraction of sunlight had made some of the people on the panel at the front of the room, in front of the unlit, dank fireplace, wear sunglasses. At first I said to myself, what the heck's going on here? I found it a bit funny. I do laugh at silly things when I'm nervous. Like most of us when we're nervous, we tend to say stuff we wish we hadn't. I piped up and said, you all look like a scene from Reservoir Dogs. I giggled. The panel didn't. They just looked blankly at me from behind their sunglasses. It must have been some sort of intimidating tactic. It was a brilliant experience. I'd had so many auditions by then. This one I really wanted. Not one single thought stopped me. Nothing. There was no doubt at all. Total belief in self. Confident, emotion-filled, intuitive, and present. Why? I had a clear intention. I knew how I wanted to be, who I was, and why I was there, why I was speaking. I knew my reason for being there. I had a clear intent. My intent affected how I performed. At about 4:30 in the afternoon, the beautiful London summer afternoon lit still brightly and piercing through the window, the warm smell of summer in the air, someone from the panel spoke. Could the following people please stay? The rest of you, thank you very much for all your hard work today. We'll be in touch. My belly started to move. My heart was pounding. I thought I need to focus on my belly breathing. I felt my heart in my throat. Please don't ask me anything. I can't. I have a cricket ball-sized lump in my throat. My name was read out. My heart skipped a beat. See? In an instant, we can let doubt creep in. And it does. Doubt is as binding as belief. It's stealth-like, snake-like, a rodent squeezing its way through the tiniest cracks in your confidence. 4 people were asked back that day. We had to play out the scenes from Oliver Twist, where Bill Sykes has a go at Nancy in Fagin's den. I continued as Bill. I was channeling my hero, Ollie Reed. Yes, I know that's from the musical, but he was the best, the most menacing Sykes. Once we had played out the scene, the director thanked us, and we went on our merry way. I got the job, and I worked for the company for 18 months, playing Bill Sykes and other characters across Europe. That day, with a clear intent, and with my attention on my intent, I believed in myself. I had a clarity of mind. My thoughts were directed by my intent, and so too was my showing up. My showing up was directed by my intent. My actions, my behaviours were driven by my intent. My thinking was driven by my intent. When we have a clear intent and place our attention on it with detachment from the outcome, in other words, we are fully present and conscious, we have an unlimited potential. We make the right choices. So here's a little life hack for living daily with intent. 1. Think about the things that are important to you. Write up 6 statements that make clear to you what is important. Here is one example for me. Creating a happy family life. Then each morning and each evening, read these 6 statements of intent to yourself. In time, you will manifest them as long as you place your attention on them without attachment to any outcome. 2. Make a list of your values. See if you can whittle these down to a few words, a maximum of 8. Make sure the words you choose are motivational, memorable, and your own. 3. Next time you walk into a meeting at work or on a Zoom call, or about to have a conversation with a loved one, see if you can enter the situation with one of those words front of mind. See if you can allow the word to drive your thinking and action in that situation. If you do the above 3 steps regularly over time, it will result in you living more intentionally, more purposefully.
So that's it. The name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.